You know, are Black Americans, as you put it, under siege?
Yes, and I wrote this in response to the conversation that's been happening because of Congressman Mo Brooks, who said that the Democratic Party there's a war on whites. And the shooting of Michael Brown, the shooting of Renisha McBride, the shooting of Trayvon Martin, you go on and on down the list, it just sort of highlights what African Americans and African American men in particular have to go through just to ensure their own safety. I mean, as I wrote, I carry my driver's license, insurance card, and my business card with my partner's cell phone number on it, just in case something happens. You know, when Trayvon Martin was killed, I wrote a reprise in this piece today, the lessons that my mother taught me. Don't run in public. Don't run with anything in your hands. Keep a discreet distance away from white women, lest you get accused of any number of things. So these are if anyone is under siege, I would say it would be African Americans and African American men in particular.